Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Seite, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess, V'chein, Le'inyan HaToiva. Mishnah continues to discuss the Inyan of Mida Keneged Mida. Just like the punishment is Mida Keneged Mida, so is the reward. The reward that a person gets is related to the good deed that he performed. Except in this case, explains about Tanur, it's even more. Because Mida Toiva Meruba Mimidas Peranios. The Eibishter always gives more reward than he does punishment. For example, Miriam Himtina L'Moshe, Miriam waited for her brother Moshe, Shah Achas, one Shah, by the edge of the water, when Moshe Rabbeinu was put into the little box. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, there was a gzeir of Kala Ben Hayil and Hayyoyra Tashlichu. So they put Moshe Rabbeinu in a little tiny tave in the water, amongst the reeds, and Miriam stood there to see what would happen. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'teisatzav achoysei merachayk, L'deya maye asaloi. Remember, it was Miriam who convinced her father Amram to remarry Yecheved and to say, Klal Yisrael has to have children. We can't be frightened by Xeris. We have to have betachin and amunah. So she felt personally responsible. She knew that a Yeshua would come, but she stood there to find out how the Yeshua would come. Lefikach, because of that, nis'akvula Yisrael shiva yame bamidbar. When the Yidden were traveling in the Midbar, Miriam became a Metzairah, as an Einish, as she spoke Lashon Hara and Moshe. A person that becomes a Metzairah has to leave Mechutz Lamachna and to remain there until they are healed. Miriam was locked up Mechutz Lamachna for a period of 7 days. During those 7 days, all of Klal Yisrael waited. They didn't travel on. They waited for Miriam to be healed. They would not travel until she can return to the Machna. And that was a covet for Miriam, because she waited for Moshe when he was put into the yard. But wait a second. Miriam only waited Shah Achas. And the Bnei Yisrael waited 7 days. So we see from here, indeed, because she waited, Klal Yisrael waited. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'am loy nasa. V'am did not travel ad he'asev Miriam. But Klal Yisrael waited much longer than she waited for Moshe, because when it comes to a reward, the reward is much greater than what we actually do. The Mishnah gives us other examples. Yosef Zachar, Yosef was Zachar, Likbar es Aviv, to bury his father Yaakov. Even though ve'ein be'echav gadlam imenu, there was no one greater than Yosef amongst his brothers. He was the Mishnah L'melech. He was a king of Mitzrayim. Still, the Pasuk says, Vayal Yosef Ligbar Esavev to bury his father, Vayal Imoy Gam Rechev Gam Peroshim. And therefore, he was Mekabel Hischar, Mida Keneged Mida. Miloni Gadol Me Yosef, who had more covet than Yosef, Shalin Asasi Bayala Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, was Oisek in the bones of Yosef Atzadik to remove Yosef Atzadik from Mitzrayim and to take them along to Eretz Yisrael. And it goes further. Moshe Zacha be'asmas Yosef. Moshe was Zacha to be Isaac with the bones of Yosef. Ve'en b'Yisrael godly men. There's no one greater than Moshe. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, ve'yikach Moshe es asmas Yosef imai. Moshe is the one that took the bones of Yosef with him. And he was mekabel schar mida keneged mida. Because me godly me Moshe. Who can be greater than Moshe? Shalei nesasi b'yel ha'makim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself kaviyacha. Buried Moshe. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Vayikbar Oisai Bagai. Now, the Pasuk doesn't tell us who buried Moshe. Hashem buried him in the valley. Really, in the Pasuk, it doesn't say who buried Moshe. But from the previous Pasuk, where it says, Vayamas Moshe, Al Pi Hashem, we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal buried Moshe. And the Mishnah finishes off by saying that in a certain way, by Evi Tzadik, there's the presence of the Shekhinah when he leaves this world. This is not only said in regard to Moshe, El al kol tzaddikim, in regard to all the tzaddikim. The Rabbanu Shem is there. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, your tzidka shall go before you. Uchvayda Hashem yasvecha, and the glory of Hashem shall gather you in. So l'maitzah, if a person does an aveira, he's punished mida keneged mida. If a person does a mitzvah, he's rewarded mida keneged mida. But the reward is far greater than the mitzvah, as opposed to the punishment that isn't greater than the Aveda. The Tosefta says, you know how much greater the reward is for the mitzvah, more so than the mitzvah itself? 500 times. In other words, if you do a mitzvah, you get paid back, mida keneged mida, 500 times as much. So many ask a kasha on the Tosefta. I mean, Miriam waited 1 hour. That's not 500 times as much. So some say, and chanam, even though it says Miriam waited 1 hour, an hour doesn't necessarily mean an hour. It means she waited, it could be 15 minutes, or maybe 20 minutes. Then it would be closer to 500 times the amount that they waited for her a week. Azayzak Taisvas, the Sefer Teres HaKanayis and the Sfasemis, they say an interesting thing. If Miriam waited 1 hour for Moshe, Klal Yisrael would have waited for Miriam 3 weeks. That would have been 500 times. Let's make a cheshbon. There are 24 hours in a day. 168 hours in a week. 3 weeks would be a little bit over 500 hours. So Shitaka waited 1 hour for Moshe, and Klal Yisrael would have waited 3 weeks and a little bit more for Miriam, because the reward is 500 times the amount. I, they only waited a week. Well, my sister, she was healed after a week. They didn't have to wait any longer. But if they had to, they would have waited. So think about this. Every time you hold yourself back from saying something, you know it's not right to say. It's Lashon Hara. It's going to hurt someone. You hold yourself back. You don't look at something you're not supposed to look at. You don't listen to something you're not supposed to listen. You do something that's hard to do. Think about this. You're going to get paid 500 times the amount. Whatever effort it takes, 500 times the amount. I can't think of a better investment.